That was a great team win today. Great job by our coaching staff, putting together a game plan to go out there and allow us to execute and play fast. And, we did some things differently coming out here an extra day early. And I think that really helped. So, Coach Zimmer, he's been making great decisions for this team. And, our job is to continue to just go out there and reward him. And I guess it wasn't pretty today, but we came away with the victory.
We'll get to positive here in a sec, but just that one early on to Rudolph in the end zone was just like, oh, my God. It was so uncharacteristic, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. And, Kyle, he was beating himself up. He came up to me after, that series, and he just told me, hey, whatever you want to go eat back in town, it's on me. But, Kyle, 9 out of 10 times he makes that catch. And, it's something that, happened throughout the course of the game. You can't go back and change it, but Kyle, he's a great player. He's going to put it in the pass and, continue to move forward.
Teddy, it seemed like they were doing a pretty good job of taking away a lot of downfield throws. I mean, what were you seeing coverage-wise when you were out there today?
Yeah, they were definitely doing a great job of just taking away some of the things that we were trying to do. And, they had a great game plan also. And, your defensive line was playing some good football today. So, like you said, they just took some things away from us today.
Where would you rank this game as far as just check downs, your ability to check down and also try to escape some bad situations?
Yeah, I'll say that. But I know there are times, I think in the first quarter, I took a sack on our sideline. I could have just thrown the ball away and avoided that situation. But I think I did a great job of just, not trying to force throws and living to see another down. There were plenty of times where, they took away the first read, second read, then I didn't have time to check the ball down, try to buy some time out of the pocket, but just had to throw the ball away. So, we'd rather, throw the ball away than take a risk downfield and, put our defense in a bad situation.
Teddy, take us through the last week. You had the concussion, obviously. What parts of the week were maybe, disconcerting or out of the ordinary just from the normal week going through all the concussion protocol and stuff?
It actually wasn't as bad. It was a long week, but, the Vikings and the NFL take concussions very seriously. And I think they did a great job of just monitoring everything from the start of the week. And, I didn't want to rush things. I wanted to make sure everything was in place. And I was copacetic and able to just function and get back to my normal self. So that's why the process took so long. But like I said, we have a great training staff who takes concussions very seriously. And, I'm glad that I was able to get out there today.
When did you kind of know everything was going to be fine and you were going to be able to go?
Yeah, I worked out. First you have to do the baseline test and everything. Then you have to prove that you can work out. And, once I was able to complete a workout, I just knew that, there was a chance that I would be out there.
You didn't seem to shy away on any of the keepers either on going through the slides. Was any of that in the back of your mind taking a hit last week?
Not at all. Last week is in the past. And, I can't let one play or one hit, determine, the way I play the next game. So, I'm still going to continue to play the game the way I play it. If it's trying to keep a play alive or buying time out of the pocket, I'm going to continue to do that. I think that's one of my strengths, and I won't shy away from that.
In terms of Joyner hitting you, what was your opinion of that play? Do you think the NFL was correct in finding them the way they did about 22
years? Like Joyner said, we've known each other since high school, so I don't think he had any bad intentions. But, I can't sit here and talk about what happened last week. We just won a football game today, and it was a great team win today. You talk about Adrian rushing for over 200 yards. I think he's tied with Walter Payton or O.J. Simpson, something like that. But you talk about him rushing for 200 yards and, putting an exclamation mark on his game. The offensive line, we have a group of guys up there. Matt Khalil is the only first rounder up there. And then those guys are doing a great job of just playing together. So for me to just sit here and talk about what happened last week, it doesn't even matter. The guys competed today, and that's what's most important.
When were you actually cleared? Was that Friday evening or was it Saturday?
It was Friday evening.
Okay.
Yeah, met with the neurologist and everything was good after that.
Hey, what are your thoughts on Newman? He said he was just going to break that up. He didn't even know he was going to come down with another interception. Adrian said he thanked him, that he thought he should have taken it and ran it back.
Oh, man, that was a great play by Terrence. And it's good to see him. He has more interceptions than his age. So, You know, I was talking to him in the shower and asking him, you know, was this his, you know, first multiple career interception game? And it's like, no, I had three my rookie year. So, you know, he's a guy who's been making plays in this league for some time now, and we're glad to have his veteran and his veteran experience and his knowledge in the secondary.
How nice is it as a quarterback where you can have a game where your defense holds the other team to 14 points, you can get a special team touchdown, you're running back and rush for 200 yards? I mean, it certainly makes your life easier, right?
Definitely. And, you know, that's why we play this game. It takes a complete team effort. And early in the week, Coach Zimmer mentioned, you know, let's go make a play on special teams. Cordarrelle did that today. And the guys did a great job of setting that up for Cordarrelle. Coach Prefer, he expresses and he coaches those guys extremely hard throughout the course of the week. Then Coach Zimmer talks about, you know, winning the turnover battle. Those guys did a great job of doing that on defense today. And then, like you say, having a decent run game, you know, having the run game that we have, you know, those guys just did a great job of opening holes, and Adrian did a great job of just seeing it and reacting.
Are these games as much fun for you as a quarterback as a 38-35 kind of shootout where you haven't made a ton of plays?
You know, anytime we're winning, it's fun. And I'd rather not be in those shootouts. You know, that means we're doing something wrong. So, like I say, anytime we're winning, that's when it's fun.
And since Coach and some of the other players are playing down, being first, you know, in the division, is it to keep that chip on your shoulder? Is it to stay angry that there's so much more football to go? Or is it just the thought process of this team?
You know, honestly, you have to downplay it because it's only week 10 of the season. And it doesn't matter where we are right now. Only thing that matters is where we finish the season at. So we can't just be satisfied with being where we are today. We have to continue to work hard and continue to just ride the wave that we have now.
Hard to downplay the game next Sunday, though, for first place. I mean, the city's going to be amped. I mean, how big is that going to be against the Packers next Sunday?
It'll be a pretty exciting game. It'll be good to get back home. You know, our fans, you know, talk about the fans. They were out here today and just cheering for us for four quarters. So I know they're going to be excited. We're going to be excited. And we know what's at stake going into next week.
How windy was it today?
I don't know how how hard the wind was blowing. But
it would be windy, but it didn't seem to be as bad.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad. And it was just blowing in the same direction. So, you know, it wasn't too bad.
Nothing like last week.
Nah.
Time for a couple more.
Yeah, I know Zach Lang earlier in the week said, we're sick of hearing what we haven't done in a while. We haven't won, you know, against AFC teams in 2007. We haven't done this. We can't do this. Is that what fuels this team in addition to what you believe in yourself, what everyone's saying, what you haven't done yet or what you can't do or what you think they think you can't do?
Definitely. Every week we come to work on a Wednesday and there's a new stat. You know, hey, we haven't won on the West Coast since 2007 or something like that. We haven't won a game after a bye week. You know, we haven't won three games in a row or something like that. So each week is something new, and it just motivates us, you know, because we know that, you know, Coach Zimmer is a tough coach, and he never buys into what's been said. His favorite line is, don't take the cheese. So we just have to continue to just, you know, stay motivated and just continue to play with that chip on our shoulders.
What does don't take the cheese mean?
You know, just don't believe everything that you hear. You know, don't believe everything that you see. You know, what matters most is the people who are around our facility every day, our coaching staff, personnel, you know, decisions that they're making. You know, that's what matters the most. We can't buy into, you know, the newspaper clippings and things like that. Just have to stay grounded and continue to work hard.
Looking forward to getting to the point where he runs out of a challenge to give you? I mean, it'd probably take a Super Bowl to get to that
point. Yeah, definitely. You know, each week you come in, it's like, man, another challenge. But it's great. You know, I think we have some people around the facility who are doing a lot of their homework, you know, digging up these, you know, historical facts and stats and things like that. But, you know, I think we like it. You know, like I said, it motivates us, gives us that fire. And, you know, Coach Zimmer's a great coach.
Hey Teddy, physically, how did you feel? How did the week progress, and when did you feel like yourself after what happened last week?
It took some time this week, you know, to just, you know, get back to my normal self. Probably after, I think, Thursday I worked out or something like that, and I just felt comfortable, you know, going out there, practicing, and things like that.
Talk about your vantage point on Cordarrelle Patterson's kickoff return, and how excited were you seeing that happen?
I was very excited. Like I said, Coach Zimmer mentioned earlier in the week that, you know, that was going to be one of the keys to winning. you know, making a big play in a special teams game. And all he said was it was time that we break one. And Cordell did a great job of doing that today. It's always fun when, you know, the special teams or the defense is scoring points for you. You know, that's one less drive for you. And I think we're about to get in a two-minute situation right before the half, I believe, when he returned it. So, you know, it was just huge by him.
Thanks. Okay.